Prosecutors in the federal corruption trial of New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez are trying to portray a man willing to trade his political power for a taste of wealth. But defense attorneys are hoping the jury sees a well-intentioned politician who simply exchanged gifts with a close friend. On this day three of the trial, both sides scored minor victories. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports from Newark.
In 2010, Florida eye doctor Salomon Melgen paid for three nights in a Paris hotel for Senator Menendez. Prosecutors said in their opening statements that Menendez asked Melgen to pay because the Democrat had gotten used to a lavish lifestyle he couldn't afford, something defense attorneys denied. They tried to introduce credit card bills showing Menendez could pay for hotel rooms on his own and that he had in years before and after 2010. But Judge William Walls did not allow it, saying those bills are irrelevant and that the jury knows that opening statements are not evidence. Later, though, the defense scored a point. Prosecutors claimed that Menendez had gone out of his way in 2008 to advocate on behalf of three visa applicants who were friends of Melgen's. Defense attorneys showed a letter Menendez had written on behalf of a Colombian family totally unrelated to this case to encourage consular services to grant their visas, too. Former policy advisor Mark Lopez testified that it was not unusual for Menendez to get involved in visa applications and that the senator had never asked Lopez to do anything illegal. Day three of the trial also coincided with the 16th anniversary of 9/11. And before court began, Menendez attended a ceremony to commemorate the attacks.
While we knew the world that we lived and our lives had changed forever, we also would not let the terrorists win. As we resolve to live, to learn, to work, worship, and live our American lives without fear.
The trial is expected to last 6 weeks or more. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.